your state forester and the ad council.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
How have young lives been transformed by young life? I'm Stu Epperson, and what I love about the Truth Network, Christian Radio, on behalf of all my radio world around the world, is I'm looking at rolling green grass. I'm looking at those golfers right there. Look at them. Make some noise. Look at that right there. Unbelievable. We are at a golf course in beautiful, sunny North Carolina in the fall or pre-fall, and I'm or post-fall, if you look at it theologically, and I'm with TJ is the man. He is the young life general for Davie County. And all of you young lifers out there, he speaks for all of you guys. TJ, there's golfers. There's excitement. There's prayer. There's scripture. There's a live radio broadcast going on. Bro, what's going on out here, man?
Man, thanks so much for having me, man. Thank you for being out here. And we are hosting a golf tournament out here to help to raise some funds and to raise just some awareness in general for what is going on in just in the world, in this country, and in specifically in Davie County, North Carolina. So. Wow. Thanks so much for being out here.
Well, we're glad to be out here, and let's just get real here real quick. Depression, mental health, absolute chaos in the home, divorces up. I mean, kids are struggling. Yeah. More kids are taking their life right now than ever before. I just heard a tragic testimony just earlier today. TJ, that's exactly why you're in Young Life. Talk about that and your journey here. And you know what all is, how this touches so many kids.
Yeah, man. So that's exactly true. You know, there is so much in this world, and it's crazy to me. You know, kids, I think today are walking through things that I can't even wrap my head around. That I don't think I ever thought about when I was a kid. Kids have so much on them today, and Young Life for a very long time has stepped into that world. Part of the model of Young Life is that we show up and we meet kids right where they're at.
Yeah.
And we love them exactly where they're at, exactly what situation they're in. And we meet them in their world, and we look to them and say, hey, you're loved. Mm-hmm. And we see you, and we know you, and we love you. But even more than that, God sees you, and he knows you, and he loves you. And we offer friendship and just support from a loving adult who cares for them and who loves the Lord and who wants them to know that same God.
Wow. We got TJ Sigler here in the house, Stu Epperson, him and his wife are both a part of out here. We've got the whole committee here, the Kelly family. They did something crazy. They bought a big old property in Davie County.
Yep.
They restored an amazing barn, which I have not yet to go, but Phil's been inviting me.
By.
It's the party barn because everyone's looking for a party. Well, you show up there, you're going to hear a whole lot of Jesus. You're going to find out why being filled with the Spirit is a whole lot better than the alternative. But TJ, I mean, at the end of the day, on Truth Network, we're talking about, and sometimes we're kind of getting on these politicians for pushing abortion and pushing the gender stuff, right, and confusing the kids even more. And I had the pastor on who goes into the school board meetings, and he reads pornography in the school board meetings because that's what they're reading our fourth graders in the public school. Mm. And we talk about that, and we speak righteousness, you know, and justice, you're right, Micah 6:8. But the beautiful thing about Young Life is if a kid's got gender issues and confusion, they're invited.
Yeah.
If they're struggling, if they just heard a catastrophic, if their house just burned down, whatever it is, and that's how our Savior is, right? Open arms. Talk about that and how critical a ministry like this is to cause hundreds of golfers to come out and swing the club. Some not so good as others, but I'm not going to mention any names. My son-in-law's out there. I don't want to offend him, you know.
Right.
But just talk about why all these golfers are out here doing this. And that's just to that one kid, and we're about to hear from some kids here in a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, man, so it's, you know, every kid. That's what we say in Young Life. Young Life is for every kid. And we are always, as Young Life leaders, as staff folks, that's what we do. We go into the school and we look for every kid. And we tell every kid, like, hey, you were made for this. It's there's a particular example that kind of comes to my mind of a kid who I've known for the last few years, and he was going to camp with us this past summer in June, and he graduated early, had a tough time in high school. He was constantly kind of getting in fights and whatnot here and there, and he had a hard time. And what ended up happening was he graduated early, and I had not heard from him. I hadn't heard from him for months. And so finally, I show up at graduation. I'm just there to watch, to support my friends. And I see my friend, and I say, hey, what are you doing? Where are you at? And also, we're going to camp in 1 week. Are you still coming? I haven't heard from you. And, you know, he kind of gave me, we went back and forth, and he's like, nah, man, like, I'm not going to go. I was like, why? And he's like, well, I'm going to the beach. I'm going to beach week, and that's probably not going to be, you know, I'm probably not going to be in any shape to go to camp right after that, you know, expecting that these kids probably are going to go off and they're going to go to the beach and they're going to party and things like that. And I said, well, what time, when you get back? And he said, well, I get back on Sunday. And I said, okay, well, come back Saturday. Like, it's not that difficult. And we went, you know, we kept going back and forth. I'm trying to get rid of every excuse that he has. And finally, you know, he's standing there. We're at the high school. He's in his cap and gown. And he looks at me. And he says, do you really want me there? And I was like, man, of course. All of that, you know, we show up in their lives and we show them that they're wanted. We're reaching every kid. We look for the furthest out kid. You know, that's kind of the mindset that Young Life leaders have when they walk into the school. They say, like, Lord, help me to see the kid that doesn't want to be seen, the kid that's trying to hide, the kid that feels invisible. Help me to see the furthest out kid so that I could show that kid that they're loved and that they're wanted and that they are desired by their father and by these adult like the leaders who love them and care about them. And so we show up and we look for those kids who are sitting by themselves, or those kids who are you know, trying to avoid everybody, or those kids who are pushing people away as hard as they can. They're trying their best to push away anybody who might care for them. Like, that's the kid that we look for. And a lot of times Young Life looks a lot like a room full of kids that probably would not go to church just yet.
Wow.
That this is a safe place where they can come and feel like they're fully known and fully loved, and that they can step into that space. And then as an organization, we take the responsibility then to bring them to the foot of Jesus, you know, and we bring them. And so it's so cool. You see Young Life leaders all over the world who are looking at their friends and saying, hey, do you want to come to church with me? Will you come sit with me? Like, I want a buddy to come with me. You want to go? And these kids, they think, man, this guy really wants me there. And so they go. And that's what we do. That's what we continue to do, is show up and say, hey, like, I've got an invitation for you. Would you like to do this? So, yeah. That's what we're doing all over the place.
Yeah. And so in this golf tournament here, I mean, this is just a great way to get students here. Or to get people excited about supporting, because it's like one pastor said, the ministry, the grace of God is free, but someone's got to pay the plumbing, right? And so a lot of folks shelled in money. Mm-hmm. You're committed, did a great job, Kevin, mm-hmm. just all your awesome team. Greg, I rode around him a little bit on the golf cart taking people's snacks.
Oh, yeah.
All these volunteers to get people, you know, people wrote checks to support Young Life and to make this a fundraiser, a friendraiser,
mm-hmm.
to allow you to keep doing what you're doing and to have a staff and to really to facilitate the bringing kids to Christ. Talk about how just the passion about these parents that get involved, these volunteers. I mean, is that not so encouraging? People like Lynn Kelly, I mean, that just, you know, her and Phil, what they're doing just to let the people use their big farm and their barn.
Yeah, and so that's the thing, is that there are folks all over the world who have been impacted by Young Life, and in their adult life, they want to give back. They want to help. And you see adult leaders who say, man, Young Life made a big difference in my life, and so I want to do that for a kid. And so you get folks like that who you never knew existed until you do a golf tournament. And then you hear them say, man, my life was changed by my Young Life leader when I was in high school. And I'm like, man, I had no idea. I had no idea you were here. And that's awesome. It's so cool to see you here. I
love it.
And, yeah, it's these folks that are out here that are golfing, that are writing their checks to say, hey, we support this. And that's what keeps us going. It allows us to pay a staff member and to have the money to run all sorts of different stuff, to be able to run our weekly programming that we do. We do club and campaigners every week, and it's that kind of stuff that allows us to continue to build relationships with kids.
I love it.
Throughout the year.
And your wife's spot, I mean, TJ, your wife Emily, I mean, they're, you know, she used to teach our kids at Calvary A School, and she's full blown with you, and this, look at these amazing team volunteers. We've got a couple of students going to come in and testify. We're going to put them in the hot seat. Hey, the rating's going to go big, man. Get those young people in here.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who are in some of our markets, the next program to come on might be different than Truth Talk Live. Mm-hmm. Keep listening to that. But if you want to listen to the rest of this show, download our podcast later. You'll hear the whole interview with these students, some of the volunteers, some powerful testimonies. TJ is going to hang with us too. We are live at Oak Valley Golf Course, and we're in Davie County. This is Davie Country, isn't it?
That's
right here, buddy.
Yeehaw Decal.
He's got his orange on, man. They're always have a big football team. What's the website for Young Life? And for your ministry as well, TJ, before we cut to this break real quick.
Sure. It's the general is younglife.org, and davycounty.younglife.org brings you straight to our website.
Fantastic. Just look at this for the sharp-looking guy and this guy here. And it's a lot of fun. When we come back, we're talking about how being a believer isn't mean you have to be dull as dirt. You can have fun. In fact, more fun. Life in Christ. We'll talk about that more when we come back and some testimonies after this on Truth Talk Live. Don't touch that dial. Valley Golf Course. Did I say it right?
That's right.
In the heart of Davie County.
That's right.
TJ Siegler loves Jesus. He's a Young Life leader. If you go back and listen to this podcast, you'll hear his story of challenges and how God met him. Mm-hmm. And that we've titled this whole podcast, How Can Young Lives Be Changed by Young Life? We actually have a Young Life sitting right in front of us.
Avery, that's right.
Wow.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And it's so good to have you. And Avery, what grade are you?
I'm a senior this year.
Okay. Are you at Davie High School?
Yes.
Okay, right up the road here.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary football program. A lot of good stuff. Good basketball program, too. And you have you've encountered Young Life. Talk about your story. How's it been an impact in your life?
So Young Life has impacted me a ton. I came to Young Life my freshman year with one of my friends who was a senior when we had less than 10 kids here. And over the year, as TJ and Emily came in, we grew a lot. And now we have more than like 50 people every single time we have club and things. And it's so amazing to watch everybody grow. And I've seen so many people's faith change. My own faith has been grown a lot since I've been here. And Young Life Camp has been a huge thing for me, going to weekend camp and getting just like a reality check from God, and just from Young Life being at weekend camp to hear about the Lord and how he affects my life every single day and how I can just become a better Christian. And then over the summer, being able to bond with some of my friends and learn more about Jesus is just an amazing experience.
I love that. I like the idea of being able to bond with some of my friends, TJ. Why do we have that? You know, that's the cool – I love the language. And I love the thought that, like, you know, a senior in high school, a lot of times it's like, oh, man, I got senioritis. That means I'm going to party hard. I'm going to, you know, skim by my classes. And – but to hear a young lady your age – that loves Jesus and says, hey, I want to take as many of my students to heaven with me as possible. And something about that, something about what Christ offers. You know, in TJ, it's so not about, okay, go and do, and, you know, clean up your life and, you know, get all, you know, all these strict rules. It's just this relationship with Jesus that's the message, isn't it, TJ? And Avery, yep. That's what you're hearing too, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's, you know, Jesus is all about relationship. And that's what we do is – as Young Life leaders, like, that is our primary focus as we step into the lives of kids to build relationships with them. I don't think anybody has ever, you know, won over for the gospel by giving a list of to-dos, you know. And but what does win people to the gospel is by saying, hey, like, you can have this, and I want to walk through it with you.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Like, that's what the Christian life is all about. That's what Jesus was all about. Jesus did not, like, come and live here on this earth and tell people, do this, don't do that. Like, how dare you? Like, never once. Like, he, you know, I think of countless stories where Jesus interacted with people who expected for him to condemn them for what they've done or to tell them that they're wrong or whatever. And he meets them with, hey, I love you. I love you, and follow me. And that's what he would say. He wouldn't say, like, hey, follow me, but to do that you have to do X, Y, and Z. He just said, follow me.
Wow. How has relationship with Christ, just connecting with him, Avery, been a game changer in your life?
It's taught me a lot about how I can have better friends and just learn that as you continue to gain more Christ-like friends, it just makes your life so much happier. And having God in your life, it's just filling you with overwhelming joy. And there's going to be people and there's going to be things in your life that are going to bring you joy, but it's only for a matter of time. Because what are you going to do whenever you die? You want to go spend eternity with God. And it's an amazing thing to just know that I know where I'm going someday, and I know somebody is watching me and protecting me and helping me and bringing people into my life, like my own Young Life leaders. My Young Life leaders have been an amazing effect on me and just taught me so much about my faith and have just been so close with me, and building relationships with them has just taught me so much about my own faith and how God can just help me become a better person.
Wow. Well, I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Live. We're talking to an awesome Young Life leader who's really speaking for all Young Life leaders across the country. And most of you know this guy, TJ. He's a wild man. You might be climbing a big rock, you know, with him, or you might be hearing him preach his heart out and inviting people to Christ. He has a great time. He knows how to laugh, but he loves Jesus. And Avery is a student who's been impacted by Young Life. Avery, we try to chop it up here. We try to keep it real on Truth Talk. What is a senior in high school in America facing right now? I mean, this there's some real stuff, nitty-gritty stuff going on in your lives. What, give us the picture, especially for all those out-of-touch old fuddy-duddies like me.
There's a lot of just pressure from people that you should be following the world, following what everybody wears, what everybody does on the weekends, what everybody does after school, what they decide to do with their relationships, how they're using temptations, and what they decide to do with their lives. And you just have to know God has given you a plain layout of what is right and wrong, and he will show you yourself what is right and wrong and what you should be doing. And if you're confused, just go to the Bible, go to Young Life leaders, go to church, go talk to people. People can answer questions and teach you how to, like, learn from lessons. And you just have to know, and, like, know in your own mind, I know what's right and wrong, and I have to stand firm in my faith to know what I'm doing is right and that I shouldn't fall into pressure from other people.
That's a great point. TJ, I'm hearing a common theme here that even older folks like me, I never thought I'd be in the older folks category, Avery, but community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, go to your class reunion, whether it's your 50-year, 30-year, 20-year, and the same exact – empty, hollow lives and eyes are in that room looking for something, trying to drown it with the alcohol, mm-hmm. trying to drown it with those memories. But like, eternity's on the line here, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about how just finding that one person.
Yeah.
That just, you know, that one young life leader, that one FCA leader, you know, you got crew. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole lot of, I mean, it's kind of like, used to be like, no, mm-hmm. this is my lane. But now I'm like, please, just someone, go mm-hmm. grab a young person and build into them. TJ, talk about the vitality of that community that Avery talked about.
That's right, man. People are craving somewhere where they belong. That is, I think, at the core of every person is to feel a sense of belonging. And to feel like this is somewhere where I fit, and that's what we do. We offer a place for kids who come from all sorts of different backgrounds. I mean, you've got kids who seem like they've got their whole life put together, and then you've got kids who you can tell that there is nothing going right for them. And we provide a space where every one of them can step in and know that they are loved, that they're seen, and that they are wanted and they belong there. And so we offer that sense of community because that's what we all crave. That is what changed my life as a kid. That's what changed the lives of so many kids for the last 80 years is that sense of belonging and feeling like I fit here. I have a space here. I can sit here and I can be just fully myself, exactly how I am, and know that these people care about me and they love me and that I'm not going to walk away from here feeling judged, but I am going to walk away from here feeling loved. And I'm going to walk away from here feeling called to more.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's more out there for me.
And that's the beauty of the way of the master, Jesus. I mean, Jesus would have been like the ultimate young life leader. Honestly.
Yes.
I mean, he's like got a campaign or group of 12. Mm-hmm. One was a traitor. These guys are rough. You know, these guys are roughnecks. I mean, you got all kinds of things going on. All kind. You got a zealot, you know, that was against the government. You got a tax collector who's like, you know, pro-Rome and all this stuff. You got these fishermen. But he called people to life with him. Avery, when we come back, I want you to kind of like invite others, everyone out there, even moms and dads, okay, to this life with Christ. And we'll talk a little bit more about how people can get involved in Young Life right where they are, whether they're in Dayton, Ohio on 106.5 FM, where TJ's mom is listening right now.
Hey-o.
Shout out to mom. Or anywhere where you hear my voice. We'll be right back on Truth Talk Live from this beautiful golf course in North Carolina after this. Hang on. Okay, we are back. How have young lives been impacted by Young Life? Why is Stu Epperson out here in the middle of God's country in Davie County? I got to sit down. I just can't. The gravity's just too much. Looking at these beautiful rolling golf course. Look at the hills. Look at Oak Valley. Look at that guy coming in on that. You know, he should, if he changed his grip just a hair, he probably would have hit the green. TJ,
I know.
I do everything. I mean, I got to tell these guys, you know, hey, get your hips into it, buddy. Yeah. So I got to tell him he just needs to shift about 3% on that. And anyway, I'm not going to get into that.
I'm too good to play this tournament. So that's why I'm up here.
Well, we don't
want to
go out there and show these guys up. I mean, I can't. My tour card, they take it away if I go out there and start.
I don't want to win my own
tournament,
you know.
So anyway, okay, so we're past all the embellishing. And TJ is a leader, you know, one of the big leaders here of Young Life Davie County, which is a county in North Carolina.
Yes.
For all of our friends in Utah, all of our friends in down near Myrtle Beach, wherever you're listening to this program in Lynchburg, Virginia on the new 93.7 FM.
Go Flames.
And Avery loves Jesus. She's a senior in high school. And don't go say, well, they're all partying now, because, yeah, she's partying for Jesus. Because Jesus said, the water I'm offering you will satisfy you eternally. And that's the beauty of the gospel, right, Avery? Mm-hmm. And real quick, your invitation to people looking for community, looking for something, you know, be it Young Life, be it FCA. I mean, there's some great ministries. This one specifically, all these golfers are out here hitting, chipping, driving, missing, slicing. But they're doing it to raise money and raise awareness for this great. And that's why we're out here at Truth Network. We're out here giving back all hour long just to share these testimonies. Talk about invite someone in, and we got some more testimonies. We got a parent. We've corralled a parent to be on. So, TJ, set the parent up. Set it up for the parent, then we'll get Avery to close by inviting people out.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I think that one of the things that's so cool is the chance that we get as, for me as a staff person, as the area director, but also as an adult leader, is to come alongside parents and to get to step in with the parent. And I think it's one of the biggest pleasures of my career is to get to go in and work alongside parents and say, hey, like, I want to come alongside. Can I be friends with your kid? And so many parents for a long time have said, yeah, please, please be my friend's kid or my kid's friend so that I can, you know, so that my kid has somebody in their life that cares about them like that. That's not just me. So I'm not alone doing this. And so, yeah, so we've got a bunch of parents in this community, specifically one that's here that, that I'd like to share. Just what it's like to have a Young Life leader impact their kid's life and the difference that can make.
Okay, we're going to bring – what's her name now?
This is my friend Suzanne.
Suzanne, come sit down. While you're sitting down getting mic'd up, Avery, your word out there to all the parents, all the kids looking for community. Maybe they're struggling. Like, no one else – you know, no one cares about me. I'm stuck in my dorm room on a Friday night. Everyone's partying. I'm the only one in here. What do you say to everyone out there?
I feel like everybody should come to Young Life. There's so many different nights and so many different things that just work for everybody. We have club that's fun and it's loud and it's just exciting to be in. And we have campaigners, which is more relaxed. If you don't love to be in super loud and crazy environments, it's just a night to learn about Jesus. And you'll learn about Jesus every time you're at Young Life because they're always showing you the love of Christ every time you're there. And they have college Young Life, there's high school Young Life, and I think we even have middle school Wildlife. Mm-hmm. And just being involved in any sort of thing that you can show the love of Christ and God can be shown towards you through Young Life, I think it's so important just to be there and just learn about Young Life and learn about Jesus from your Young Life leaders because they love Jesus and they want you to know Jesus because they want to see you in heaven one day when we're all long gone.
I love it. You're playing the long game. You're thinking about what really lasts forever. But how beautiful that relationship, walking with Jesus, being with him, is an adventure. It's a great joy. And you're a young person doing it. Now, you're sitting – there's another young lady sitting next to you. Now, how important – tell us about this parent right here and how important it is to have her involved in Young Life.
It's really important to have parents involved because they're getting us to Young Life events. They're helping us, sponsor us, take us to camp and get kids to camp who aren't as fortunate and to get to camp as easier as some other people. But it's really amazing to go to camp because I know how much camp has impacted me, and I want other people to experience that joy and that amazing feeling every summer, every winter, everything. It's the most amazing feeling. It's so much fun, and it's just an amazing week to learn about Christ and have your faith grow and be surrounded by people who love Jesus just as much as you do, and if not more, and have Young Life leaders who can show you that and have workers and work crew who are doing all this as volunteer to show you how much they love Young Life and how much they love Jesus and to be there for you. And having parents just be there to support us and show us the love of Christ and just be there for Young Life is just a really big impact on Young Life as a whole.
Wow. Now, Mom, we hear the kids say, don't get out of the car. Drive away quick. Stay away. We hear that all the time. But to hear her share that, and we got Noah, come on in. Avery, swap with Noah. He's coming in. We're shuffling here. Wait till you hear. This guy's been building boats all his life here. Noah, he's coming in. Well, talk about how that touches you, what she just shared, from a parent's perspective.
Well, it's amazing to see the way that Young Life really affects the kids as well as their families. We've seen a lot of families who have been affected because their kids have learned about Christ at a Young Life club, at camp, and they've begun started following Jesus, and they've shared it with their parents who did not know about Christ, were not following Christ, and became churched and started to live a life for Christ. And that's just amazing to me, the way that it not only affects just the kids that are there at club, but their families as well, the whole community. It's a privilege to be in this ministry with the other committee members. I'm on committee, and both of my girls have graduated now from Davie and from college. But the effect that Young Life had on their life is just amazing. It gave them a place to learn about Christ, not because I asked them to, but because other people who were interested in their lives and who showed up for them and taught them the way that they lived for Christ, they followed that.
Wow.
And that example was just really powerful for them. And then both of them chose a college. The first thing they'd ask on their college visit was, do you have Young Life here? Because not every college has
Listen
Young
to
Life.
That. Wow.
And so they chose their colleges based on Young Life and actually served as, they were student leaders in high school, but they served as college leaders in high school. So what they did was they mentored other high school students and middle school students up in the Virginia area. And the impact of me seeing them, first of all, form their own faith and their own relationship with Christ, but then to live it out every day and to mirror that for other and share their light with Christ's light with other kids has just been amazing.
Isn't that something? So standing next to you, TJ, you're an answer to prayer. You're an answer to that mom's prayer right there.
Absolutely.
How does it feel
to
be an answer to people's prayer, TJ? And your wife, Emily, right there, who doesn't want to take any credit, but I'm telling you, that lady right there, both of you in this ministry, and all the Young Life leaders around the country, around the world.
Absolutely.
Who have said, I'm going to go and pour into kids, full-time, part-time.
Humbling, man. It's humbling.
And that's so – what? So you're a YLM, a Young Life mom.
I am.
But
I
you're
am
also in committee with other moms,
right.
Parents, praying,
fathers.
Building. There's discipleship happening there.
Absolutely.
And ultimately getting connected to local churches. You know, that's God's plan A. But, like, Young Life is this amazing ambassadorship going into the public schools, going to these places, inviting kids who may never, ever see, you know, darken the door of a church. But they'll go to a barn. On Friday, they'll go to the Kelly Barn on Friday night or whatever your version of a Young Life place is. What about Noah? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis chapter 6. Noah, yeah. How's Young Life been impacting your life?
Well, Young Life has always been something that's like been a huge part of my life. Back in 2022, I think, was the first time I went to Young Life. It was when it was first like kicking off. With the first club, it was a great time, and I was like, this is what I need in my life right now, because I was homeschooled, so I didn't get much social interaction that much at all. TJ was the first person that I actually met at Young Life, because he was the leader, and I was like, this guy, he just shows so much energy, and he's got the energy that I want whenever I'm talking to people. And so then eventually I started going to Davie County High School, so I moved out of home school. So basically, I got to practice like talking to people and building that social thing. And then I started inviting them to Young Life, tell them about how much Young Life can change their life, like how it can build them into being more of a a happy and like joyful person, and making new friends that you'll have for your entire life and that you can mentor with, that they can mentor you.
I love it. Now, my buddy Pastor JD always says, you're either a mission field or a missionary.
Right.
And it sounds like Young Life has weaponized you to be a missionary. I mean, how do you look at, like, a freshman? You're a senior now?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, but you look at underclassmen differently, don't you? Like, hey, that could be a kid going through a rough patch at home. Or that could be a kid that's, contemplated committing suicide or something. Talk about that real quick, how important it is to see through the eyes of Christ, like this mom and like TJ, these other volunteers, all these committee members have seen you at one time.
I gotta see it as, like, if I see somebody like just alone at a lunch table or something, I try to go up to them and be like, hey, what's your name, try to have like that interaction with them so they can feel like they're something, so they can feel like, somebody sees me. Somebody sees me for more than maybe I see myself, and I just try to help kids that are, like, freshman and sophomore, just try to feel at home with community, even if, like, they don't have a good, like, home life, they can feel at home with
just connecting
people around them.
Yeah. We're totally out of time. I want to thank all the sponsors. Unbelievable. They're all listed at your website. What's the website, TJ, and how can people get involved real quick as we wrap
up? Sure. So you can always, wherever you're at in the world, you could go to younglife.org. If you are in Davie County, visit daviecounty.younglife.org, and you'll be able to see all the different volunteer opportunities to give.
Praise the Lord.
And
yes.
All of our different events are also listed there.
And how can anyone out there listening right now be a missionary to the kids right now? Just give a quick challenge to how can we go? Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I sent you. Challenge everyone out there to have that spirit of Young Life with a young person out there real quick as we wrap it up.
Two words, man, just show up.
Show up? Isn't that something?
Yep.
I love it. Jesus said two words. He said, follow me. Why are we there? To help people, to point people to him.
Yep.
I can't fix anybody. Young Life can't fix anybody. But we sure as heck can introduce them to the one who can save anyone. God bless you guys. Thanks for being on today. How
Thanks
much fun.
Thank
Wait, someone yell
here.
Four because there's a golf ball coming our way.
Woohoo!